Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western and Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they are going to be the views of Bradley Dean. And Bradley is a minister. He has his own ministry. He goes around the country. He's been in over 350 high schools talking to people about the meaning of Americanism, and certainly from the Christian point of view, and from certainly a constitutional point of view, and the relationship between our Constitution and the teachings of our Lord Jesus Christ. And Bradley, of course, is certainly one of our favorite guests, and he's going to be talking with us today. Bradley, you go ahead and pick up the story.
I appreciate that, Dan, very much. What I would like to talk about is a little bit about what's going on in public schools again, and I know that for the most part, we look at our youth and we see that they're being subjected to everything and protected from nothing. And then we have a mass amount of the populace in the United States of America try their best to, well, figure out why Barack Hussein Obama is actually zeroing in on the demographic of our young people, all the way from elementary to middle school to high schools to colleges and the such. Well, the fact of the matter is he's emulating dictators. If you want to overthrow a country, what you want to do is you want to get into the educational system. And what I'd like to just show you is the infiltration of the Muslim the Muslim indoctrination into public schools through the Trojan horse that's no longer a Trojan horse. But before I do that, I want everybody to understand that we are, without a shadow of a doubt, a Christian nation. When I can just simply go back to the 50s, I can go all the way back to the beginning, to the establishment of our Constitution 238 years later. I can go to the Declaration of Independence. I can go all the way back to that which preceded the Declaration of Independence called something called the Mayflower Compact. But for the sake of doing all that, I did want to lay that premise so when you get some time, take the time and say thank you to our forefathers and read the documents in which they laid, and in many cases, well, in their blood, through their sacrifice to give us what we have today, 238 years later. Let me go up to President Harry Truman back in the 50s, just to prove my point here. He said the fundamental basis of this nation's laws was given to Moses on the Mount. The Ten Commandments. The fundamental basis of our Bill of Rights comes from the teachings we get from Exodus and St. Matthew, from Isaiah and St. Paul. President Truman said this. He said, I don't think we emphasize that enough these days. He said, but if we don't have a proper fundamental, foundational understanding moral of our moral background, which is true common law, the Ten Commandments, we will finally end up with a totalitarian government which does not believe in rights for anybody except the state. Now, might I remind you, friends, that John F. Kennedy was right when he said back in the 60s, think not that your rights come from the generosity of the state. They come not from the generosity of the state, but from the hand of God. So if we want to remain free as a people, we're going to have to fight, because we know, again, what our forefathers told us concerning liberty. He said eternal vigilance is the price of liberty. So we need to stay and fight the good fight, and you can correlate those between, well, the two sisters, the two sciences that run together, the Bible and the Constitution of the United States. And by the way, I did not say that, James Wilson did. But going back, concerning what's going on in public schools today, if you thought that the International Baccalaureate, which is a federal scheme, which was contrived in 1968, I'm sorry, a global educational scheme, No Child Left Behind under George Bush, if you thought those schemes weren't bad enough, you might want to look a little deeper, because in the light of the 9/11 attacks, you would think that the current administration would use a little prudence, that's wisdom in the way of caution, in the ways that they were sincerely concerned, and if they were sincerely concerned about a radical Muslim threat in this country. Because when we look at the...
Well, I'm going to have to interrupt you because we're going to a break. But I guess Bradley Dean is talking about the Muslim indoctrination in our schools, but they're not allowed, of course, to do anything about Christianity to encourage it.
While gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, it can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight, easy to carry, easy to prepare by just adding water, easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, I guess it's Bradley Dean, and Bradley is simply talking about the fact that in many of our schools across America, the children are being suddenly introduced, in fact, indoctrinated into the Muslim faith. And certainly this would never be allowed with Christianity. There is an organized effort on the part of the people who control our educational system to destroy Christianity and, of course, to promote the Muslim faith. Go right ahead, Bradley.
11 attacks, you'd think that the current administration would use a little prudence if they were sincerely concerned about a radical Muslim threat. But when Obama took his oath of office, he instead defied America in numerous ways. First, he has given $1.5 billion to Muslim-led Egypt in foreign aid. And shortly after that, the Muslim Brotherhood declared war on the United States. And this is the same man that said America is no longer a Christian nation, followed by a reference that America may be described as a Muslim nation. Now, I want to say this right before we get going on concerning the topic of Muslim indoctrination in public schools. This is just the beginning, friends, of this. This is starting to bleed in across the board, but what we need to do is understand that we still have the freedom to do the right thing. We still have the freedom to right the wrong, and we can put a stop to this if we come together, if we simply take the time and read the preamble of the Constitution of the United States. It starts out with we the people. That's exactly right. We need to come back under the umbrella of who we are as a nation, knowing our history, so therefore we can stand up and fight for who we are, to establish who we are, and to remain a free people, not only just for us in the United States of America, but also worldwide. But going back to this topic, it's interesting that in recent years, American public schools have been indoctrinated with the Muslim religion. Studies have shown over 500 historical errors in public school textbooks giving an Islamic slant to our youth. And as a result, we're finding that our youth are subject to the following teachings and practices concerning Muslim indoctrination. So here we go. Learning to become a Muslim. I'm not talking about a third world country, friends. I'm talking about the United States of America in public schools. Fasting for Ramadan. Learning the five pillars of Islam. Memorizing verses of the Quran. Adopting a Muslim name. And friends, you ready for this one? Even staging a jihad war against non-Muslims. Well, how did this happen? The ACLU, the American Civil Liberties Union, the American Muslim Council, Americans United for Separation of Church and State, and the Clinton administration joined together to create an environment that opened the door to Muslim teachings, which, by the way, while attacking anyone who speaks of the Christian religion in public schools, I also want to reiterate the fact that, friends, we never lost the right. We can still do the same things that we have in the past for the most part. So let's not lose hope. And going back to this topic here, friends, we also need to understand that, in addition, we have a representative from the American Muslim Council, Abdul Rahman Alamodi, today, who serves a 23-year prison sentence for being one of the top fundraisers of Al-Qaeda in the United States of America. And in addition to that, there's over 225 Muslim schools in the United States of America. I said in America. And around 50,000 children who are being taught to, and I quote Brigitte Gabriel with Acts for America. She said this is what they're teaching kids in public schools: to foster an environment of hate, loathing and resentment towards Western culture, that's us, loathing and resentment towards Christians, Jews, Shiites, and secular Muslims and non-Muslims. So you might ask yourself the question, well, why is this happening? In a nation that was founded on Christian principles, whose students were nurtured in a biblical worldview, could it be that Christians became apathetic, went to sleep, and allowed this radical agenda to creep in unnoticed by public at large? I don't know how that happened, but it seems to be the excuse that many are leaning upon. Friends, simply read Leviticus 26 and 28. When we look at what's going on, not just in the high schools, but also in the universities concerning Muslim indoctrination and infiltration, the Saudis have taken advantage of Title VI program that our governments implemented after World War II for the education of young Americans about foreign cultures and languages. So how do they do that? Well, they are using their riches from oil to pump millions of dollars into our universities to appoint Arab professors in departments such as political science, Middle East studies, so on and so forth. So who are those that are brainwashing our students with an anti-American point of view? Well, the Arabs. The Arab professors are. They teach that we are the problem, that our foreign policy is the problem, that our wealth is the problem, our enlightenment and success are oppressing the rest of the world. When in fact, friends, it's supposed to, well, its purpose, or just the exact opposite. And this also explains why Obama is apologizing to other nations, and this is why he's targeting the youth vote after this anti-American, listen to me again, anti-American curriculum, which has sneaked its way or snuck its way through into our public schools. And this is also why the ACLU quickly represents Muslims while refusing to defend Christians who practice their faith in public schools. You know, and what these people, might I add, that as the American people have labeled them as the left, what they fail to remember is they're on the same boat. But I also want to say to those on the right, right? You wouldn't have a left if the right was doing the right thing all the time. But here we are. Now, what I want to do is I, of course, want to lay a premise in a positive sense. I want to exhort you with knowing who you are. King David rightly said that, well, he actually prayed to the Lord and asked him, Lord, would you take me out of the miry clay and put my feet upon the rock and establish my goings? That's what I purpose here tonight, is I want to establish your goings. And I want to give you some history, and I also want you to understand that God has not changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Scripture tells us that he is faithful to 1,000 generations, and he's in the generation of the righteous, those that take him at his word, not those that try to debate or to compromise with God. When we go back to our history, we can see that Abraham Lincoln, love him or hate him, well, he's actually credited with saying this. He said, the philosophy of the classroom in one generation is the philosophy of government in the next. And we can say true that because we see this false version of love, this false version of grace, which when we look in government today, we can see, and for the most part, friends, forgive me if you don't like what I'm saying and you just happen to be one of them, but the fact of the matter is it's a bunch of burnt hippies, as the younger generation would say, of this generation of those that are serving we the people in government today. Because these people don't understand love, they don't understand the price of freedom, and they don't understand how to legislate law when they themselves don't even know law. Just look at the Harry Reids of the world, look at the Pelosis of the world, look at the criminal administration, for example. They can't even run a candy store, but yet they want to come in and dictate 312 million people. But here we go. When we look at the philosophy of the classroom of our earlier leaders, I think you're going to get a kick out of this. Because what we need to do is just, speaking of college students, we need to go back to the mottos concerning, for example, Harvard. When we look at Harvard and what it was started and why it was started, we go back and we find out that those colleges were actually started by the Congregationalists for training the ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I want to let you know what it produced, namely Harvard, of the signers of the Declaration of Independence and who they were. One of them was John Adams. He was the second president of the United States. Another one of them was John Hancock. If you remember who John Hancock is, you can go ahead and look at the Declaration of Independence and say, well, why did John Hancock make his signature so big? Fact, he made his signature so big because he didn't want the tyrant King George to have to take off his glasses to actually read that it was John Hancock that put his signature there. Harvard also produced the John Hancocks, the Samuel Adams, William Ellery, William Hooper, Robert Treat Paine, William Williams, Elbridge Gevery. It produced signers of the Constitution, Harvard did. William Samuel Johnson, Rufus King, and other prominent leaders that actually came out of Harvard were Fisher Ames. He was a framer of the Bill of Rights. We had William Cushing. He was original U.S. Supreme Court Justice. We look at Timothy Pickering, Revolutionary War General, Secretary of War for President Washington and Adams. Now, keep in mind, friends, John Adams is the man that said our Constitution is made for a moral and a religious people. It's wholly adequate to the government of any other. And when you look at George Washington, we used to know all the way up until 1962 in this country, George Washington's farewell address, where he said that religion, the Christian religion, and morality are the essential pillars of civil society. Well, what have we departed from? Well, America's allowing a few, a handful, a less small percentage, 1.7%, that may vary a little bit either way, to actually destroy the morality of this country. And we need to understand that it's also purpose, as Stan so eloquently always points out. But going back to those that Harvard's produced, Harvard trained a number of our founding fathers. And the educational philosophy of Harvard, I hope you're ready for this, friends, because most people do not know this. When you look at Harvard, the mottos set forth in Harvard's, again, mottos, or call them slogans, whatever you will, did you know that it was for Christ and the church? Did you also notice the second one was for the glory of Christ? And it's still written on the college walls, friends. Now, just to show you how far the American people have fallen from our founding documents, we can look at the Supreme Court of the United States. There is a woman who was appointed and never judged a case a day in her life. Her name is Alina Kagan. She is known for queerifying Harvard. She's also known for actually assailing our military when they would come on Harvard's campus. But now she sits as a Supreme Court justice. No, a Supreme Court injustice, friends. Let's call it for what it is. But going back to the mottos again, friends, at Harvard, for Christ in the church, for the glory of Christ, going to Harvard's directives to students, friends, let every student be plainly instructed and consider well that the main end of his life and studies is to know God and Jesus Christ, which is eternal life. And it states, John 17:3, and therefore to lay Christ in the bottom is the only foundation of all sound knowledge and learning. Amen. The directives at Harvard continue. Everyone shall so exercise himself in reading the scriptures twice a day that he shall be ready to give such an account of his proficiency therein. How many people know this of our history? Very far and few between.
Friends, hold that thought because we're going to a break, but we'll be back in just a moment with Brad Ledeen.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, I guess, and Bradley Dean. We're talking about certainly the attack on Christianity in America and in our school system today. On four separate occasions, the Supreme Court has held that America was a Christian nation. Why is that never taught in schools today? Why? Because the purpose of our education is to destroy Christianity. There's a small group that really runs what's going on behind the scenes, controls both political parties, controls the media, and certainly it controls the educational system. And of course, it founded on an intense hatred of Christianity. And until you understand that, you really can't understand what is transpiring today. And certainly the major media is not going to tell you that there's an organized, orchestrated effort at the highest level of the people who work behind the scenes, a small group of very wealthy and powerful people, to destroy Christianity. Bradley, pick up the story.
You know, if I can add to that again, not to get off of topic, but it's interesting. It's, I believe it's important for people to understand. I have a friend named Kevin Shipp. He's a former agent with the CIA. And he had said that the objective of this administration is to upend the Constitution and attack Christianity. And when you look at that, just keep in mind, that's an insider telling us as to what's going on. So we're not speculating, friends, from the outside as to what's going on. We're simply judging men and government by its fruit, because we know that the apple does not fall too far from the tree. And we can see the fruit of this administration and the attempts to upend our Constitution at every turn and simply destroy it. So when we're hearing from an agent from the CIA telling us exactly what this administration's about and what they're doing, we can clearly see the transparency, oops, and no pun intended, yeah, the transparency of this administration is to destroy the Constitution and attack Christianity. Of course it is, because we can see clearly that this administration does exactly the opposite of everything they say. But let me get back to this, because I think it's more important to give you the answer, friends. Now, keep in mind, John Wesley, the field preacher, he used to preach 90% law, 10% grace. And so in saying that, I need to show you what the problem is so I can give you the answer, just like he used to preach 90% law to show you your sin, to show you why you had a need of grace, which is only found in Jesus Christ. The law drives you to the foot of the cross that can do no more. And that's exactly what I'm attempting to do here today. Concerning the educational scheme, I'm showing you the bad news only to give you the good news. Benjamin Rush, one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence, said this in 1791. He said, if we were to remove the Bible from public schools, we would be wasting so much time punishing crimes and taking so little pains to prevent them. Is that not what we're seeing today? Exactly. And what we need to do, friends, is simply get back to the lawgiver. And that's there is the answer to America's dilemma. So let me go back to, again, what Mr. Abraham Lincoln, love him or hate him, he rightly said, the philosophy of the classroom in one generation is the philosophy of government in the next. Let's go to Yale. We talked about Harvard during the last segment. Let's jump over to Yale. Yale was also started by Congregationalists for training of the ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The declarations of signers from Yale were Lyman Livingston, Lewis Morris, Oliver Wolcott. Signers of the Constitution from Yale, Abraham Baldwin, Jared Ingersoll, William Livingston. Other prominent leaders from Yale were Noah Webster, famous educator, author of the Webster's 1828 Dictionary. And by the way, friends, when you open up the Webster's 1828, you'll see on the front page with a picture, a drawing of Noah Webster, and it says right under him, it says on the Webster's 1828 Dictionary, he taught millions to read and not one to sin. And sin is the violation of God's moral law, 1 John 3:4. He came out of Yale. You also have Zephaniah Swift, author of the first American law book, James Kent, leading judge, father of American jurisprudence. Did you know that Yale admonished students with, above all, have an eye to the great end of all of your studies, which is to obtain the clearest conceptions of divine things and to lead you to a saving knowledge of God in his Son, Jesus Christ. Yale's requirements, all scholars are to live a religious, Christian, and blameless life according to the rules of God's word, diligently reading the Holy Scriptures and constantly attending all of the duties of religion. If I could interject a thought there, interestingly enough, you'll hear every once in a while people say, well, we're not ruled by God, we're not a theocracy. And no matter if they're on the left or the right, per se, friends, I didn't say that. That's what we hear all day long, the left versus the right, which is completely, that's baloney, friends. But in saying that, it's interesting that when we go back to that and we begin to understand that, again, the left and the right fighting back and forth, that's only a method to divide and conquer.
Oh, we're going to have to hold it there. But basically, ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly right. Most of what you believe about the political process is wrong. Left, right, Republican, Democrat, Sunday, conservative, liberal. Basically, there's a small little group that controls both sides, and we're not getting representation.
Miracle products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Dr. Stan, our guest is Bradley Dean. And Bradley, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your website, how they can get to articles that you've written, and how they can support your ministry.
If you'd like to support the ministry, you can go to youcanruninternational.com.
We'll repeat that once again.
Youcanruninternational.com.
Youcanruninternational.com. Go ahead.
Or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's a lot of information on both websites if you'd like to support in any way or get some of the products, from videos to comic books to new books that we've just released. Go ahead and check those websites out again, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or youcanruninternational.com.
Okay, fine. And then just go ahead and then pick up from where we left off.
Okay, my point with the theocracy is we hear from people, by the way, Samuel Adams actually called us a theocracy, but if you think about the way he meant it, in proper perspective, he was right, because our forefathers had told us either you're going to be ruled by God or else you're going to be ruled by tyrants. There is no in-between. And when you look up at the word or you look at the definition of the word theocracy, it's a system of government which is ruled in the name of God or a God. And what's interesting about that is when you look at common law, you know, and I shared with you earlier about this, is the fact that if we're not going to be ruled by God's Ten Commandments, we're going to be ruled by man's 10,000 commandments. Well, it's interesting when you talk about people, and this is just a side thought or a little rabbit trail, is the fact that what are people complaining about, both in the left-right paradigm across the country? Well, they're complaining about their government lying. Well, God said, thou shalt not lie. They're tired of their government stealing. Well, the Bible says, thou shalt not steal. So we find ourselves agreeing with God at every turn when we're complaining about corruption in government in every sense of the word. So I just thought I would add that. And what I'm talking about right now, friends, is concerning topic of who we are, what is our history, and I'm talking about the requirements from Harvard and also from Yale. So let's jump over to Princeton really quick, giving you a little history of who you are. When you go to Princeton, it was started by Presbyterians to, again, train ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And when you look at what Princeton produced, namely the signers of the Declaration of Independence, here we have Richard Stockton, Benjamin Rush. By the way, Benjamin Rush is the, said that he's the guy that said, the signer of the Declaration of Independence, he said, I'm neither an aristocrat or a Democrat. He said, I'm a Christocrat. He's exactly right. Signers of the Constitution from Princeton, Gunning Bedford, Jonathan Dayton, James Madison, the father of our Constitution, the fourth president of the United States of America, William Patterson, and other prominent leaders from Princeton were Oliver Ellsworth, Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court, Henry Lee, General in the American Revolution, William Bradford, George Washington, his Attorney General. When we go to the president of Princeton University, he was also a signer of the Declaration of Independence. His name was John Witherspoon. Now, Witherspoon required this of his students. Again, listen carefully, friends. He said, every student shall attend worship in the college hall morning and evening, twice a day, friends, and shall attend public worship on the Sabbath day. There shall be assigned to each class certain exercises for the religious instruction, and no student belonging to any class shall neglect them. Wow. If we go to what Witherspoon taught, he said, he is the best friend to American liberty, who is the most sincere and active in promoting true and undefiled religion, and who sets himself with the greatest firmness to bear down on profanity and immorality of every kind. Witherspoon goes on, he said, whosoever is an avowed enemy of God, I hesitate not, said he, to call him an enemy to his country. Now, when you go to what Witherspoon taught, to add on to what we've been talking about, he said that a true friend to liberty and to America would promote Christianity and bear down on profanity and immorality. Now, if you go back to the history concerning the United States of America and the colleges abroad concerning coast to coast from Texas all the way up to Minnesota here, it's interesting that 262 of the 288 college presidents in the United States of America in the year 1860 were ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Over one-third of all faculty in the United States, in the colleges in the United States, were ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. In 1890, a survey of state universities conducted by James Angle, president of the University of Vermont and the University of Michigan, said that over 90% of all colleges in America had chapel services. Over 50% of all colleges in America had compulsory chapel, and over 25% of all of the colleges in America required church attendance. How contrary to what we're being taught today. Matter of fact, again, going back to the Declaration of Independence, and one of the signers, Benjamin Rush, by the way, Dr. Benjamin Rush, he warned what would happen if the Bible were ever removed from schools. Folks, we've gotten to the point now where we're talking about Muslim infiltration into public schools in the United States, okay? But we were warned a long time ago that we were not to depart from who? The living God. And we have done that, so therefore America is now at the point where they're tempting God, and we wonder why it's raining judgment abroad. Benjamin Rush said this, if we ever remove the Bible from schools again, he said, in contemplating the political institutions of the United States, I lament if we remove the Bible from schools, we waste so much time and money, punishing crimes and take so little pains to prevent them. He goes on, for this divine book, above all others, favors that equality among mankind, the respect for just laws, and those sober and fragile virtues which constitute the soul of our government. If I can give you another bunny trail, I preach in prisons as well. Stan, I've done prisons where I've actually had guards angry with me for preaching God's moral law. Now, what's interesting about that is I'm preaching the law to bring forth repentance. You know, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. I was doing and emulating the Christ. Follow me as I follow Christ, 1 Corinthians 11:1. Why were these guards in these prisons angry with me for preaching against the laws that these criminals in jail broke? Isn't prevention better than crime? Why is it that when we look at the $64 billion money-making bureaucracy called the correctional institutions across the United States of America, friends, it's a moneymaker, it's interesting that when they get into jail, they're offered a Bible. Why don't we give it to them when they walk into the school doors where it belongs? Why is it that we wait for destruction to take place before we actually do something about the problem? There's a true story told out on the West Coast where they had these windy roads around this one particular mountain, and they noticed that cars would go over the end of the cliff and crash at the bottom to their own destruction. Soon a concerned committee got together, and they said, hey, we need to remedy the problem. Let's fix the problem. I kid you negative. The resolve was, they said, let's put an ambulance at the bottom of the mountain. This is exactly what our forefathers warned us of. If we ever take down the warning signs, this is what's going to happen. We said back in the 60s, go ahead and remove God's moral law. We said what the Supreme Court did when they committed an oligarchy. They also said, by the way, the Supreme Court did in 62, that it was no longer a permissible objective for kids to study venerate the Ten Commandments of God. Now, for those that didn't know, I have a book in Dallas, Texas, up until 1946, used to have to graduate Bible courses before you could graduate high school. We're not told this. We were told that we could, we could pray all the way up until 1962. Well, what changed? The American people changed. They changed their gospel because they, instead of change the culture by the power of the Holy Ghost, what they've done is they now subjected themselves to the state. Now, the state rules the roost. As a matter of fact, going back to 1962, concerning what the Supreme Court did, committing an oligarchy where few rule over many, 97% of the American people stood down concerning the 3% that they voted in favor of. And we can see that a little leaving us a whole lump. How many years ago was that? Now, again, today what we do is we see the fruit of a lawless pulpit across the boards in America. We see the greatest advocate to the abortion industry because 300,000 pulpits stand down when they should stand up. We see that the greatest advocate to the homosexual agenda is the professed church in America, while 300,000 pulpits remain silent. Immorality prevails, or so they want you to believe that it prevails. Well, the fact of the matter is, friends, that's not who we are. And doing what we want to do is not the answer. By the way, when you look at the first scripture in the Satanic Bible, it's do what thou wilt. And this is exactly what they're teaching kids in public schools. Remove the law. We don't want the law no more. It doesn't work for us. And you need to keep in mind that the more that government demoralizes you, isn't it interesting that they're right there trying to institute new laws to control and enslave the people all the more? And that's exactly what we're seeing in our country, friends. We can simply go back and just do a little history and find that we are a Christian nation. If we would simply obey Jesus Christ, if I can add, Jesus said, he that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar and the truth is not in him. Friends, when I'm doing whatever event I might be doing across the country, I'll ask the people, how many are Christians in this room? Almost without fail, let's go to a tea party. Almost without fail, all the hands in the room will go up. And then I'll ask them, professed Christians, how many can name three of the Ten Commandments? Well, Jesus just said that he that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. I can't even get probably five hands in a room of 200 to 300 people telling me that they can name three of the Ten Commandments. Why are we at where we're at today? We don't even know the will of the Lord. We say that we love God. But the interesting point here, friends, is where's the fruit? Because there's very few that actually obey him from the heart, that form of doctrine that's been given unto us, Romans 6. And so, again, going back to my point, friends, he that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. And here's a promising exhortation and edification concerning Scripture. Jesus said in John 14:21, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself unto him. And what I'm preaching it, what I'm preaching to you right now, friends, is exactly what they used to preach from the pulpits every weekend, every Wednesday and every Sunday. And if not Saturdays, well, I'll tell you what. They were preaching the right stuff, friends. They taught us the fear of God, which is the beginning of wisdom. They taught us the fear of God, which is hating evil, pride, arrogancy, and the evil way, the forward mouth we hate. And by the way, friends, if we understand that the church is called to be the moral compass of society, and we walk in the fear of God, a filial fear, not a diabolical fear, guess what? So is government. Government's going to follow our lead because now we are the ones empowered by the Holy Ghost to change culture, not to be changed by the culture. And again, this is exactly what we see across the board in the United States of America. George Washington said this, friends. He said, "You do well to learn our arts and our ways of life, and above all, the religion of Jesus Christ. These will make you a greater and a happier people than you are. Congress will do everything they can assist you in this wise intention." He was speaking to the Indians back in the day. And going back to Noah Webster, the author of the Webster's Dictionary, 1828, he said, "The brief exposition going to government and the Bible, bringing about the two sciences again, which are religion and government," he said, "the brief exposition of the Constitution of the United States will unfold to young persons the principles of Republican government, Article 4, Section 4, and our citizens should easily understand that the genuine source of correct Republican principles," you ready for this, "is the Bible, particularly the New Testament or the Christian religion." Noah Webster goes on. "The moral principles and precepts," precepts are those that those duties that God has obligated you to keep. He goes on, "contained in the scriptures ought to form the basis of all of our civil constitutions and laws." Of course. Because again, when we go back to the Declaration of Independence and we find that we receive our unalienable rights given unto us and endowed unto us by our Creator, we understand that the Declaration of Independence is the seed bed. Okay? Which was founded upon what? What's founded upon that? Again, common law. But listen to what Noah said. He said, "All of the basis of our civil constitution and laws come from Scripture." He goes on. This is my favorite part, friends. "All of the miseries and evils which men suffer from, vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war, proceed from the despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible." Friends, we are where we're at today in America because the first casualty in every war, my friends, is the truth. And it was Jesus in John 14:6 that said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me." We need to return to our Creator because only then will we find the answers in which we've been looking for so many years. And by the way, I haven't been around that long yet. I'm still growing up into the wise. And in saying that, I hope to do my best to bring forth the answers and following Christ because I want people to see Christ. I don't want them to see Bradley Dean. And what I want you to see today, friends, is your history so you can follow the Christ. The Bible says we're written epistles for all men to read, and I hope that you're reading my walk with Christ. If I can prove one more point really quick, going back to William Holmes McGuffey, the university president professor, he had some famous readers. They were called the McGuffey readers. He was considered the schoolmaster of the nation concerning the educational scheme. Did you know that his lessons books, friends, I love this, had such lessons as character of Jesus Christ. This is what was taught to first graders. The golden rule, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Extracts from the Sermon on the Mount. Solomon's wise choice. The goodness of God. The gospel invitation, friends. Public schools, yes indeed, of course. Christian light and hope. Awake Zion. And they taught our children how to pray. Now, again, in 1962, it's no longer a permissible objective. Say a few black-robed tyrants. Incredible. That's preposterous, friends. Going on, Martin Luther, the great reformer. You know, people can say what they want about Martin Luther, but I'll tell you, if it wasn't for that man, Martin Luther, we wouldn't have what we have today, namely the liberty in the freedoms that we have concerning our religious freedoms. Over 540 million descendants fell, descendants, friends, fell from that man's obedience in Christ, who would not compromise not one jot nor one tittle of the word. And do you agree with everything he says? No, but you know what? But we go on with the Christ. We need to keep in mind, no matter if it's John Wesley, Charles Spurgeon, John Knox, or any other famous preacher of the day, every one of them had their errors, friends, but keep in mind, they all had enough common sense to follow the Christ.
Hold that thought. We're going to be back in just a moment here. Our guest has been Bradley Dean. We're talking about the Christian Foundation of America, and the reason we're in trouble today is we've abandoned our foundation and destroyed the foundation of a nation. You destroy that nation, and that's what it's all about.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Bradley is absolutely right. America was founded by Christians as a Christian nation. The Supreme Court repeatedly held that on four separate occasions that America was a Christian nation. So how did we get to where we are today? Why, very, very simply, there's a little small group of conspirators. They're very, very wealthy. They're not right. They're not left. They're not conservative, not liberal. It's all about power. And it's about suddenly taking over the reins of power here in the United States, and they have. They control the media. They control our major banks. They control certainly most of our major corporations. They have their people in the military and education. They have their people planted in our churches. And basically, they totally control America for all intents and purposes. And they're using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about world government. Do you think we have 88? 800 to 1,000 foreign military bases to defend America? Do you think we have our troops stationed in 1,300 nations throughout the world to defend America? It's about time you begin looking objectively at what's going on and understand that if we certainly do not want to be destroyed in this coming war, and a war is coming, it's not a matter of if, but when, the Third World War, they're planning on it, that along with the financial collapse, that they want, of course, put such pressure on America that the American people will go along with their plan and to suddenly surrender their freedom, and they're going to simply impose it upon us through executive orders. Well, we don't have to. We need to begin to take America back, not from the top down, because they control the leaders of both political parties, and Sean Boehner, who heads the Republicans, is phony as a $3 bill. He won't even try to impeach President Obama. He wants to bring a lawsuit against him. He wants to bring a lawsuit, and they're laughing and laughing and laughing how ridiculous that is. Why not simply impeach him? And, oh, well, we couldn't get it through. There's not enough votes in the Senate. Well, you could certainly bring out the facts, but they're not interested in bringing out the facts. It's all phony, ladies and gentlemen. We've been taken over. And what we need is your help to get the information out. Certainly, if you're in a position to help us maintain our network of stations across America, we're 5 hours a day, 5 days a week. We bring the truth to people. If you're certainly in a position to help us get our books out, and certainly one of the best books to explain what's going on, certainly is my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Another book that will help you understand how the media is controlled, written by a left-wing professor who didn't understand who really was doing it, but he knew that the media was controlled. He studied this for 30 years. His name was Professor Ben Bagdikian. I talked to him, and basically his book, The New Media Monopoly. So you need to get my book, The Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get The New Media Monopoly. Of course, you need to get the tape sets and the other books and the other things we have, because they help financially. And besides that, they will help you to get the information so that you can reach other people with the truth about what's really going on today. And of course, we have all sorts of new 4 CD sets coming up on a regular basis. And then, of course, we do ask you to certainly go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com, and encourage others to go there, because you can listen to our programs on the Internet. They're 4 hours a day and archived 24 hours a day. We need to get people listening. We need to get people educated. You have to understand it takes a long time to unlearn everything that you were indoctrinated in school, which was not true. Our schools are not used to educate you. Our schools are used to indoctrinate our children. And I know from my own personal experience, it took me years to unlearn what I'd been told and what I'd been taught in college. So our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. We ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. We ask you to pray for our leaders and our ministers. But please pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. And we'll be back in just a few minutes with another fascinating program right here at Radio Liberty.
Find her.
this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western and Christian civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and for the next hour, the views of Virginia Farber, and we're going to be going into the education, what they're doing with education, and Sydney, how this is having such a profound impact upon our young people. And unless, of course, we can teach our young people the truth, why, of course, we're going to end up with a nation that is totally altered, and this is exactly what they're doing today. Virginia, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me, Dr. Stan.
We've had Virginia before, but we think that she has a message that's important, and we've asked her to come back again, so you pick up the story.
Yes, in 2008, a lot of you probably heard my story, but I lost a son from glioblastoma brain cancer. And he was living in San Diego at the time. Our neurosurgeon from Poway, California, told us that his cell phone is what caused his brain tumor. And about 9 months after my son's passing, I found articles about a brain cancer cluster on the San Diego State University campus. And I started investigating this. I had a epidemiologist write a report, and I emailed him one day, and he called me on the phone, and I asked him about this huge cell tower that was outside of this building called Nassetier Hall in this room 131, where four people in 2008 and the very beginning of 2009 had succumbed to GBM brain cancer, and that's glioblastoma brain cancer. And this gentleman on the phone was seemed very nervous with me. He sounded like I've got my granddaughter with me. He was just very nervous, and he said that he didn't think that cell tower could cause anything. And I said, well, I had gone out to San Diego and I had visited with some of the professors. And I said, these people are afraid for their job, and they're afraid for their very lives. And he said they should be concerned. But since he had written this report, this epidemiology report, the school had ended all investigations. So I started investigating this cell tower on my own. And what it is heparin stands for High-Performance Wireless Research and Educational Network. And what it is a backbone node to the UC San Diego Supercomputer Center in San Diego. And it's connected to several different grids, which form the smart grid, and this is where the smart meters are coming from. And it also has all of the government nitrate agencies on it, and several of these are the Department of Energy, the NOAA, the NSA, Department of Homeland Security, and several others. You can look these up. And it also has all the SAWR agencies involved. So, sorry, my husband took my granddaughter. But it's a very, very dangerous. I found articles where this cell tower was emitting illegal emissions. So this is what's very important for people to understand.
People don't understand that suddenly we're this electromagnetic grid, suddenly with Wi-Fi and with broadband and with smart meters, suddenly with cordless cell phones, with cordless computers. We are under a constant barrage, and especially if you're close to one of these towers. And basically, there's a marked increase in infertility. There's a definite relationship to cancer, and you're not going to hear about this to regular channels. Incidentally, we have a great 4-tape set on smart meters, which you really want to get.
While the storm clouds
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. And of course, the idea that we would be facing a suddenly attack, electronic attack from within, suddenly we focus our attention on those wicked Russians or the wicked Chinese, or, no, ladies and gentlemen, we're under attack today from within, and suddenly with these electromagnetic impulses, and suddenly there's a wonderful book out. In fact, the first chapter is written by Virginia, our current guest. It's called The New Electronic Silent Spring, going into the very real danger that we face today, which the average American doesn't understand how this affects the health of the individual, the fertility of the individual, and suddenly there's a direct relationship between these cell towers, certainly excessive amounts of electromagnetic energy, and cancer. Has this been certainly verified, Virginia?
Yes, very much so. It's actually a class 2B carcinogen by the World Health Organization right now, and there's sufficient evidence to make it a class 2A, and just so everybody knows, a class 2B is compared to DDT, lead, chloroform, and asbestos, and it's actually a lot more damaging than that. So there are plans on reclassifying this type of radiation. This particular cell tower on the campus in 2002 could send signals up to 72 miles, and by 2006, it was up to 95 miles. It would go all the way out to San Clemente Island, to the Arizona border, and further. So this is how dangerous some of these cell towers can be. And this thing is sitting right in the smack dab middle of campus. So, and I'm assuming that these are probably on a lot of other campuses as well, because this is how the grid is now has been developed throughout the nation. So when you hear things about HAARP being shut down or they're not going to use it as often, well, they don't need to, because now the whole grid system is up, and a lot of these are used for research and that type of thing. And so that's why these are all over on the campuses. I want people to be very aware of that. And the cell tower that affected my son and several other people is still there, Dr. Stan.
But why has nothing been done from a legal point of view? Aren't there any lawyers that will take the case? Because obviously there's a causal relationship between these cell towers and your son's glioma and the other people's gliomas.
Well, this cell tower, this particular cell tower, is both these supercomputer centers, all of these are hooked to the VLF research group out of Stanford University. And if anybody looks that up, it's HAARP. So I have actually read documents where if there's any kind of, you don't need to have, the government does need to have informed consent in order to do research through these cell towers. So I just want parents to be aware of what's going on. And I also investigated two other cancer clusters. One was at the UC San Diego Center in San Diego at the on the campus there, and there was 15 people that became sick and had died from different forms of cancer, and there were 8 women with breast cancer. And what we realized was there were a lot of articles written that there were high EMFs found in this room, in this building, in this literature building, and there was an elevator, and all of the electrical equipment was housed for this particular building on campus. And another epidemiology report was written, and all investigations stopped. And that's exactly what they did at SDSU. And then there was a cancer cluster at Kelly Elementary School in Carlsbad, where several kids have become sick and have died from brain tumors and leukemias. Dr. Bob Stevenson, I contacted him. He's an EMF expert that lives in the area. And he tried to get hold of the parents to have the emissions from high-tension electrical power lines that crossed the school property tested. And we took it a step further, and there were 59 cell towers and 219 antennas within a 4-mile radius of this school. So, Dr. Stan, this stuff, compared with times any other type of toxin, is very, very damaging to people. So,
but the thing is, it's so incredible that the average person is not hearing anything about this. We're not reading about it in the newspapers. We're not hearing about it on television. And yet, of course, I mean, this is destroying the health and the lives of countless young people and many other people as well.
Yes, and there's nothing being done. There's lawyers. The minute I've told them what was on the cell tower, they just don't even talk to me anymore. And what happens is these epidemiologists have all come in. The same two epidemiologists that wrote the report for Carlsbad also wrote the one for SDSU. And this is how these schools are getting away from any type of litigation. So these kids are sitting in these toxic areas, and I'm assuming that there's going to be a lot more. And I've actually heard of several other kids and other people who have died on the SDSU campus since my son has passed away.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And if you have a question or comment for Virginia, but this whole story is so incredible. And yet, of course, why wouldn't 60 Minutes pick up something like this? Or Dateline, or one of the major outlets for our television. And I would like to suggest that I think it'll be a cold day before they really do, because this involves so much of what's going on in our society today. We're really so wound up with all this electronic material, whether it be Wi-Fi or broadband, even neon lights or microwave. Certainly microwave can do this. But basically, our cell phones, certainly if you have a cordless cell phone, this is actually emitting dangerous electromagnetic waves, isn't it?
Yes, and actually, the neurosurgeon told us that my son's brain tumor was caused by his cell phone. And so what I've told people, they said, well, is it the cell phone or the cell tower? And I said, well, with both exposures, there was no chance for survival. So, and yes, these cell phones are getting more and more powerful. Thus, the cell towers around everybody are getting more and more powerful. And now they're putting in, they're deploying all of these smart meters. And if this continues, they're going to go into what's called IntelliStreet. And this further, these are street lamps that they'll put all over, deploy throughout our cities and towns. And this will further engulf us in this type of radiation. And a lot of these cities are now putting in Wi-Fi hotspots. So this is something we've got to figure out as a nation to stop, Dr. Stan. I don't know how to do it other than asking people not to use their cell phones unless they absolutely have to. So, and just to let people know, too, cordless phones are just as dangerous as a cell phone. So you want to make sure that you use a corded landline. And I'm in the movie called Take Back Your Power. You can look this up on the website. It's www.takebackyourpower.net. And this is a movie that's an investigation into the smart grid and into the smart meters. So this is very, very important for people to see this movie. And author Katie Singer just released a book that has my son's story in it. And there's several stories about how this has made people sick with smart meters. And it goes in to tell you exactly how dangerous this stuff is. And she explains the part of dirty electricity for people who end up with these digital analogs that they say do not transmit. So it's very, very important. And that book you can look up online, and it's www.theelectronicsilentspring.com. And so I urge people to get one or the other and really start doing your research.
Well, when I first heard about this, you know, I just couldn't believe it was as bad as it is. As I've studied it, I find it's far worse than I would have anticipated. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And literally everyone out there in the listening audience today, if you use these electronic devices, Sydney is in danger and your family is in danger. John, calling from Spokane, or do you have a question or comment?
I've got both. First, a comment. I would like to just chime in and agree with what's happening in the schools. We, up here in Spokane, we had our local block watch meeting in a grade school. It was Wilson Elementary School in their library. And the electronics in there were so bad, we couldn't have our meeting in there. One person got a migraine headache. Another person couldn't concentrate. Your attention just starts scattering everywhere. I don't see how a kid can even handle being in that particular library in that school. That's my comment. My question is this. I've talked to people and I've read, and I don't know if this is true, and I wanted to get your take on this, that originally cell phones needed to go from point, you know, with the towers to be able to visual point to point in order to transmit, but that's not the case anymore. That cell phones, they don't even call them cell phones anymore because of this, they're just wireless, that it's all satellites, and that the towers are for another purpose, and we don't need them for the cell phones. It's a whole other, it's just sort of like the cell phone thing is sort of like a ruse to disguise the fact of the real purpose of these towers. What's your take on all that?
I haven't looked into that, but just to let you know, that cell tower on that campus also is connected to the Inmarsat satellite. And if you look, take your time and look that up, it actually sits with a smart grid. So we are completely engulfed in this, and you're exactly right. And, you know, I'm not quite sure as to what everything is that's going on, that they're all connected together. It's all the grid.
And a lot of it, okay, being, I think, is a secret. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. The last thing they want is for the American people to learn the truth, which is why we're doing what we're doing, why we put together an excellent 4-CD set on smart meters, and we have other CD sets coming down the line. Be back in a moment.
While a storm cloud gets...
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. 8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this whole subject is so overwhelming that when you first hear of it, you think it just couldn't be true. I mean, there could be not be anything that this is all this all encompassing, and certainly that taking involving literally almost every aspect of our electronic lives. And yet, of course, it really is true. And the average individual isn't going to hear about it because of the degree of control that exists today over the media. And those of you who've never read the book on the new media monopoly, we need to get the book to understand that six corporations control the media, and as a result, they control 90%. They essentially control what the vast majority of the American people will read, hear, and see. So if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment for Virginia, who's on the front lines of this battle, and we've interviewed her before, but she certainly is very knowledgeable. She lost her son from a glioma, a brain tumor. Why give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Virginia, what sort of response do you get from people when you tell them this story?
Well, a lot of people are in disbelief, or, you know, most of the people that do know me personally, you know, I've got a lot of people that have actually gotten rid of their cell phones and are really, really concerned about a lot of the cell towers that are being put up everywhere. So, but I wanted to comment about the gentleman that called in about these schools, because my son was suffering from fatigue, headache, endocrine problems. He actually had excessive underarm sweating until after he left SDSU. It went away. And he had a lot of memory and concentration problems. He was actually applying for law school at the time of diagnosis, and I would talk to him on the phone, and he would make comments. I talked to him one day on the phone, and he said, "Mom, even if I got into law school, I don't know if I could make it through." And I said, "Well, why would you ever say something like that?" And he said, "Mom," he says, I am not kidding. I cannot remember anything." So, you know, this stuff is real, and our kids are sitting in this all day long. And my biggest fear is, Dr. Stan, that a lot of these kids they're not being told the truth. And what the parents are doing is they're getting these kids put on antidepressants, and that's probably the worst thing that they can do. So we just need to get the message out. And also, I figured out all three cancer clusters and contacted some of these mainstream news sources that did the original stories, and nobody would contact me back. And finally, a gentleman did, out of the kindness of his heart, call me at home one day, and he said, "I wanted to tell you I was very sorry, but," he said, "this story will never get out on the news." And I said, okay. So I knew then, Dr. Stan, how completely controlled things were.
Well, I don't think the average individual does, but that's why I do what I do. As you know, I do 5 hours of talk radio a day, 5 days a week, and I send them around 4 different networks. We asked you to come on to several of our different programs and networks because we think the message is so vitally important, and we believe the American people have the right to know. But the people who control the reins of power in America are keeping this secret. Why do you think that they're suppressing the information? Don't they understand the devastating effect this can have on the health and the lives of literally tens, if not hundreds of millions of Americans?
Well, I'm assuming that most of your listeners know about UN Agenda 21, and I've spoken with a lot of people, and a lot of us really, truly believe that it's a eugenics program, and this is really, truly going to happen. There's already skyrocketing autism rates. 1 in every 42 boys will now get autism. The cancer rates, the leukemia rates for children, the brain tumor rates are skyrocketing. And, you know, there's reasons for it. I know we're being engulfed in GMOs and everything else, but this is a huge component of it. And with so many cell phones, I talked to Katie Singer about this again. It's 8 million people in Guatemala that have cell phones, or 8 million people in Guatemala, and there's 13 million cell phones. So this should tell you what we're up against here, and I'm sure that the United States is right behind them.
Amen to that. Well, let me just, ladies and gentlemen, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment, but this is a very real problem. If you haven't gotten our 4-CD set on smart meters, we certainly recommend this. We also recommend the book. It's the new, the silence is the new, is that the new silent spring?
The electronic silent spring.
We carry the book. We think it's important. In fact, Virginia writes the lead article. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess this evening, Virginia Farber, and we're talking about certainly the threat, the very real threat, certainly from electromagnetic items that are used widely in America. We're talking about Wi-Fi. We're talking about broadband. We're talking certainly about cell phones. We're talking about computers. We're talking about smart meters and smart appliances and smart grid. We're talking about certainly even neon lights certainly can give you this sort of thing. And certainly microwave. It is there. It's a very real threat. And the information is being intentionally suppressed here in the United States. Now, Virginia, are there organizations, the people, before we go on, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. If you have a question or comment on this, we'd love to hear from you. But this is a very real threat that most people are totally unaware of. Virginia, are there organizations, Sydney, or sources of information where people can verify the information that we've been talking about?
Yes, there's several websites. You just have to do your research. Deborah Davis from the Environmental Health Trust. There's Sam Milham. There's several scientists. Actually, the Martin Paul, P-A-L-L, is a scientist who just released an article about a week and a half ago, where he talks about these smart meters that need to be abolished, because he said they know what the damages are that are caused from pulse microwaves. And he actually has this in this article that these smart meters will cause massive cellular damage. So we've got to get rid of these off of our homes. And I've been with several meetings. I live in Colorado, so I'm in with a lot of meetings with people, and we're going to try and start getting things going here. So hopefully we can get more and more people on board.
Well, of course, we do a program there in Colorado every morning at 8 o'clock, and I think that hopefully we've educated a lot of the people. But anytime anything comes up, that we need to go over it again. Don't hesitate to, don't be bashful. You know how to get in touch with me.
Exactly, I call in when I can. So
I know you do.
Yeah,
and basically, I think that at least certainly the people who listen to this one radio station, which does cover the majority of Colorado, I think we have a very, very good listening audience. Did you have that impression?
Yes, I actually am connected with a huge group here in Northern Colorado that, I mean, we talk on a regular basis and we're trying to get more and more people. We've actually passed out flyers for 1360 AM, so we're trying to get the message out to people, and especially now with these meters. I mean, this takes it to a whole new level. So, and I also want to tell you about a gentleman by the name of Curtis Bennett. And he is referred to as this thermalguy.com, if anybody wants to look for him on the web. And he has an environmental firm called Thermographics. And I've been on several calls with him, and he's been testifying in Canada and the FCC. They're trying to get, they've got the head of the FCC right now is Tom Wheeler, and he was the head of the CTIA, or the wireless industry, for several years. So this is what happens, Dr. Stan. They keep the same people in a revolving door, and nothing gets done. And this industry just gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and it's harder and harder to fight.
But it's going to have a profound damaging effect on the health of hundreds of millions of Americans, and certainly on people throughout the world. As you're pointing out, this is not simply an American issue. These smart meters are being installed throughout the world. You really think it's part of this population control agenda?
I think that's exactly what it is, Dr. Stan, and they're definitely going to do something with these meters. I've heard that they can be turned up in the middle of the night. Now, this isn't something that I have found any information on, but, I've heard from several people. And also, Curtis Bennett has said in some of these phone calls, I've mentioned that I was on a phone call one day, and he mentioned, I was telling people about how I had police officers at my front door to get a smart meter put on my home. And he became very upset over it. And one of the women on the phone call, she said, "Let's all take a deep breath." And he said, "Listen," he said, "this is not only going to kill you, it is going to kill your kids." He said, "Right now, this is regardless of opt-out. We are all getting full-body radiation 136 times a minute, 84,000 times a day. These meters, when they're chattering between homes, what it creates is the cloud in the atmosphere, and that's where you hear this 190,000 pulse. A lot of people are hearing about that, and that's what it is. And they have to keep this constant pulse going in order to keep all this information flowing. But what he said this actually does is causes molecular earthquakes and it will damage the very concrete foundations of our homes. And he said that there's a real concern over this in the California area, because you guys have standards for earthquakes. And he said this will render our building codes useless.
Well, if you're out there in the listening audience and you find this impossible to believe, why you at least certainly should be doing some homework and find out if it's true. Hey, if you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. And if you have any question, that there really is a group of people who want to limit the population of the world and kill off billions of people. And I just said billions of people, go up on the internet and simply type in population control agenda, population control agenda. And of course, you can put my name with that if you'd like to, or you can get that on my website. But I think it's one of the finest things, even if I do say so. I wrote this back when I was certainly looking into the AIDS epidemic, and AIDS, of course, is a part of the population control agenda. But then, of course, we came across the Georgia Guidestones put up by a secret society. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, put up by a secret society. And, of course, they have laid out 10 commandments. And the first one was maintain humanity at 500 million in constant balance with nature. And if you're going to maintain humanity at 500 million, you're going to have to kill off over 90% of the world's population. And people say, that is just totally ridiculous. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I wish it were. But look and see the things that are going on today. I realize, of course, that we are moving towards World War III very, very rapidly. And look at all the wars that are developing for no reason at all. And many times, we are financing both sides of the struggle. But the average individual doesn't understand that there really is a powerful demonic forces, at least in my estimation. I look at this as really a spiritual battle. What are your thoughts, Virginia? Do you have any thoughts on that line at all?
I think you're exactly right, Dr. Stan. And if anybody hasn't gotten your book, The Brotherhood of Darkness, it explains everything. So, people have got to start reading and getting caught up and figure out what's going on. I talk to so many kids during the day. I go into a lot of coffee shops and I pass out information, and they just look at me and they say, this stuff's everywhere. I tell them about Wi-Fi. Well, it's everywhere. What are you going to do about it? So they just ignore this. And Dr. Stan, a lot of these kids are going to succumb to some form of cancer in the next few decades to come. And I want people to understand too that, A.M. Best, Lloyd's of London, and Ari Swift are all three underwriters for the wire for insurance companies, and they will not insure the wireless industry. And so the wireless industry will get away with killing a lot of people, Dr. Stan.
Well, I fear you're right. Let's go to Herman calling us from Carmel. Our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. And Herman, do you have a question or comment for our guest?
I have two questions. It's a fascinating program, but there's a device, or maybe more than one, on the market that you can put on the back of your phone. It's maybe the size of a quarter. It tapes to it and supposedly cancels out the negative radiation. Have you heard of these types of devices?
Yes, I have, and I've actually talked to Dr. Sam Milham about this stuff, and he has told me that it would have to be something that's as big as the cell phone in order for it to work. So I don't recommend any of this stuff. What I do tell people is if you have to use one, try to keep it away from your head and your body, and turn it off anytime you possibly can, and get to a corded landline phone to make these long phone calls. And Do not drive in your cars. If you drive in your car and use a cell phone, the beams will bounce around. It's actually considered a Faraday cage. And this happens in elevators and trains and planes, everything. And anybody who's using a cell phone is exposing everybody inside that vehicle to the same amount of radiation. So, and the fact that a lot of people have been killed with of course, the texting and talking while driving, too. So.
Okay, Herman, did you say you had a second question?
Yes, yes. In the 60s, we had riots when a large part of the population felt that our government was going astray. There were riots in black communities that devastated our large cities. And yet, for the last umpteen years, things have been strangely quiet. I'm wondering if another use for these cell towers is to somehow pacify our people. Like right now, we've got huge issues coming up, and almost nobody's talking about these things. It's as if the population is rendered docile.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I'm not going to mention this person's name, but it's an EMF expert that actually is connected to people from the World Health Organization. One of the professors at SDSU asked this person to come onto campus and talk to her class about cell phones and cell towers. And she went into Nasir Hall, and she started to speak to a lot of the boys, and she said it was the creepiest feeling she ever got. She said she usually, every time she talks to somebody, these kids, and tells them that it will damage their sperm, especially talking to the boys, she said they would always grab their cell phones and slam them on their desk. And she said these kids just seemed completely blank. And she started to actually start talking about cell towers. And somebody who the professor did not know, nor did the woman that came in to speak, came in and actually stopped them from speaking about cell towers. So Dr. Stan, they know what's going on these campuses.
I'm sure they do, and I'm sure that this is one of the most carefully kept secrets. In fact, you know, I like to think I was on the cutting edge of what's going on, as doing what I do and reading as extensively as I do. But when I first heard your story, and certainly then talked to several other people about smart meters, and eventually was able to put together the 4-CD set on this, based upon certainly interviews, and of course we were putting together a 4-CD set with Deborah Tavares, who's got a lot of great information, and you can certainly order that. It will be available. You can get certainly the 4-CD set on smart meters, the book on the electronic silent spring, or certainly the 4-CD sets with Deborah Tavares by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We have Tim calling from upstate New York. If they'll just pass him through. Hi, Tim. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, I just wanted to say something that I've heard on your program before, comment. You said, one of your guests said recently that even when the cell phones are off, the signal will still be using your cell phone and bouncing like the signal to other cell phones.
Oh, do you know anything at all about that, Virginia? I'm not. Tim is saying that even though you have your cell phone off, it can be used as a relay for information. What about that?
I've actually heard the same thing. These new cell phones are very powerful, Dr. Stan. The old cell phones used to, when they connected to cell towers, you know, you would just be exposed to a transmission wave. But now we're getting the wave, and now with these new cell phones, we're getting a data wave. So this is actually doubled the strength of all of our cell towers around us. And a lot of these people are concerned, too, because they're becoming more and more powerful. There's actually something called the new light cube set that's coming out, and these are little tiny 2x2 or 2.5-inch cubes that are going to be able to replace cell towers. So this is very, very concerning, and this just needs to come to an end. We've got to educate the public, and just because you send a child off to school doesn't mean they're going to be safe. I had to learn that the hard way, and these schools do not have your child's best interest at heart, that's for sure.
Okay, anything else, Tim, before we let you go?
No, thank you for addressing that question and expanding on it.
And I hope you get those people in upstate New York listening to our radio program. You're listening there on one of the radio stations that was curious?
I listen on WJIB.
Okay, fine. Well, please encourage others to listen because we need to reach as many people as we can. And I said the mainline media is going to suppress this information and so much of what we talk about here.
And Barry,
a lot of people
Crowell
about you and your show.
Okay. Go ahead.
I was going to say, Barry Trower from the UK actually goes over onto campuses and tell kids, he talks to kids and says, you be very careful about what you text and about what you ever say on a cell phone, because they can come back and store this stuff in data centers and come back and use this against you 20 or 30 years from now. So Dr. Stan, they're buying these cell phones for younger and younger kids, and you know their brains are not fully developed until their mid 20s to begin with, and so they're very susceptible to this type of radiation. But they're just not mature enough to even have a cell phone. So I urge parents to please do not buy your kids a cell phone. They do not need one.
Anyway, that's absolutely right. I don't have a cell phone. I will not use one, nor will my wife. Occasionally we'll have a portable phone we'll have to use temporarily, momentarily. But thank you very much for calling, Tim. Virginia, do you have any parting thoughts for our listeners? Because they wanted to get your contact site again. How can people get in touch with you?
Well, I'm telling people to either get to me through Josh's website, www.takebackyourpower.net.
Takebackyourpower.net. Takebackyourpower.net. Go ahead.
Or the electronicsilentspring.com.
Electronicsilentspring.com. Of course, that would be the website for the book that we do carry.
Right. And Katie's going to post things on there for people that's going to be coming out as soon as possible. So this is a really good website to keep checking, too.
And Virginia is doing a great job. She's dedicated to trying to keep other parents from losing their sons like she lost hers. Virginia, God bless you. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you very much, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. and I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and we do hope you enjoyed the program. Virginia Farber, we do Cindy Carey, the book on the electronic silent spring. We have a 4-CD set, Cindy, on smart meters, and Cindy, my secretary, is putting together a 2 4-CD sets of interviews with Deborah Tavares, who has wonderful information on this and related issues. We are under electronic attack today, and the people have no idea what's really going on. You can get our material by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And of course, you say, well, now, who is suppressing this information? Why would anybody in their right mind suppress information that could result in the deaths of millions of people? Well, Cindy, you need to get go up in the internet and type in, Cindy, the Population Control Agenda. Population Control Agenda, put my name there, or you can go to my website and pull down the Population Control Agenda monograph and understand there really are people who want to kill off the vast majority of the people in the world, and you say, that is crazy talk. Well, you might believe that until you go to Elberton, Georgia, and see the monument there put up by a secret society. And, of course, they talk about maintaining the population of the world at 500 million in constant balance with nature. At 500 million in constant balance with nature, go to my website, radioliberty.com, and you can actually see pictures of the Georgia Guidestones. And we've been there several times. We investigated this very thoroughly. And basically, there really is a secret society. In fact, there are a whole flock of secret societies, but they all interlock, and they all have an intense hatred for humanity and for our Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, the real goal, of course, is to bring about a world government, a world financial system, a new world financial system, and, of course, to destroy Christianity. And that's why they take God out of our schools. This is why they put their people on the Supreme Court, came up with totally fallacious decisions. And what we need to do is start planning on taking America back from the bottom up. They already control it from the top down. They control both political parties. And suddenly this is why nothing's getting accomplished. Yes, we have some good congressmen, but most of them have no idea what's going on. They don't listen to Radio Liberty. They don't understand the structure of the satanic and Luciferian movement, which I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. If you haven't read the book, The New Media Monopoly, you need to get it. You need to understand the media is rigidly controlled, and most of what the average American believes is simply just not true. And then you need to be able to think independently and begin to see the world as it really is and understand that, Sydney, they create wars. They've created war after war. And they're in the process now of planning World War III. There's a wonderful editorial in the Wall Street Journal, certainly about the downing of the Malaysian plane. And, of course, you have to understand that the Wall Street Journal is not conservative. It's simply a mouthpiece for Rupert Murdoch, who's part and parcel of this Luciferian movement, and it is the Luciferian movement. And, of course, basically, they're telling us it's all the Russians, it's all Putin. They're looking for an excuse to begin this war. Now, whether it'll begin now, whether it'll begin 6 months from now or a year from now, I don't know. But they're priming the American people to be willing to go along with a war that's coming. And I fear this is going to be a nuclear war. Why? Well, basically because, of course, I've read the Holy Scriptures. And if you read Revelation 6:8, you find that initially a quarter of the population of the world are killed. And then, of course, a couple of verses later, another third of the world is killed. And in fact, as it says, suddenly no one would be left if God didn't eventually intervene. We're living in truly prophetic times, ladies and gentlemen. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. We need your financial help. If you can give us a hand, we'd love to hear from you. We'll be back